Now, another kind of thing that you've done is that, and I was reading some of the other interviews that you've had, is that you've spent time in supporting the Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so how's that worked out, and why have you picked that group?
That was something that our family and my dad would put on benefit concerts every year for the community, and Ronald McDonald House was something that he felt passionate about. So as young kids, we kind of grew up involved with that, and so we've had the opportunity to go down and see and visit and see what they do and how they help families when they need it, and it's just a really beautiful thing.
My dad is a doctor in orchards, and I think he's had patients that have needed the Ronald McDonald House.
Benefited from that.
So when there have been, sometimes there have been specific patients that we've had benefit concerts for with him. Sometimes it's just the organization, but it is something that we really believe in.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more. The Ronald McDonald House is designed to help moms and kids and parents.
Let's say a child gets sick or a family member gets sick. The Ronald McDonald House provides a place for the family to remain together while they're going through a really tough time and a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And
most of the time, it's near the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
they have places for kids to really still be able to play and have fun, and really, I think the main thing is to keep the families together during that time.
Takes a financial burden off them as well.
Yeah. Right. So they've got a place to stay basically while their son or daughter might be having surgery or some other medical care.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's a very important and essential aspect of serving families and serving kids. That's got to be a stressful time. It's got to be. And I admit, I've never been through that much surgery, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that there's opportunities like that. Can you see yourselves moving beyond that and working with others? I mean, you're on the air. Maybe other people will want to talk to you about this. Uh-oh.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
We support Data International, which is the group that Bono put together, which is part of the debt relief and Africa relief for the AIDS crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We also support Compassion International, which is helping children across the world.
Being a sponsor for children.
Get food and clothes.
Oh, great.
Part of what we believe in is that, when we've been given so much, we just have to give it away. We don't want to keep it all. So,
right.
We feel, Richard and I talk about this all the time, but we feel so abundantly blessed. We have healthy families, we have friends, we have food, clothes, all this kind of stuff. And when you just feel that blessed, it's like you just start to feel like you really do have to, find a way to give back and to help people. And not make it a cheap thing and not make it a way to make yourself feel better, but actually, have it be from the heart and touch people and give them not just, cash and money, but actually give them your time. And, we're still growing and getting better at that and learning about it as we go, because it's something that we're just kind of tapping into, but we know it's a big part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. That's great.